You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much, Darla and Michael, for the introduction. And welcome here at Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I are so delighted that you have joined us. We are very, very thankful and very, very grateful as we conclude our month of services here at Breakout Radio Church. We've been celebrating all month, haven't we, Gene?
We have.
It's been a great time. And we started last June, and here we are going a year. And somebody said, "What is? How can you have a radio church?" Well, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So people just listen to the word wherever they are. And of course, if you have internet connection, you might want to join us here on Facebook Live. And of course, this service will be replayed several times on Sunday on Facebook Live. And so it's going to be a great day today. And today we have invited several members to join us by phone. And they are going to share what they love about Breakout Radio Church. So it's just going to be a great day. One of our elders is in the studio with us today. And, of course, Ian Kieber is here working with us and getting everything going. It takes a team, doesn't it?
It does. It takes
a team.
Together.
Well, Gene, it's amazing that you and I, once again, after being in full-time ministry for 50 years, that we are back pastoring a church, leading a church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different kind of church.
A different kind of church.
Yes.
And I believe that we're blazing a trail. I believe there'll be other radio churches. There probably are.
Sure.
You know, Solomon said there's no new thing under the sun. So there's probably a lot of radio churches that we don't know about. If we knew about them, we could ask how they do it. But we're just being led by the Spirit of God. It's going to be a great church service. And we have church every morning and every evening at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Texas time. Hey, I do want to welcome, before we pray right here, I want to welcome some new members that we have at Breakout Radio Church. And if you don't have a church or a pastor, we would like you to become a member. Tiffany W. from Kingwood, Texas. Stacy G. from Houston, Texas. Adriana from Pasadena, Texas. Roseanne from Fort Worth, Texas. A lot of Texans joining the church. Amy from New Columbia, Pennsylvania. And Carolyn D. from Sparks, Nevada. Ginger F. from Comanche, Texas. Carla from Fort Worth, Texas. James from Abilene, Texas. Connie is P. from Barnett, Vermont. And Nora V. from Garden Grove, California, as well as others. Wow. We're just going to pray right now. And then we're going to do some praise and worship. Father, Gene and I just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here at Breakout Radio Church. Whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit, anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our heart to receive, and anoint our mouths to speak. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And while we're praying today, Gene, let's agree for our producer, Michael Schonborn, who has been in the emergency room, and he threw his shoulder out of place. He's been in horrific pain. Let's pray for Michael that God would heal him. And, of course, we have a couple of members, Roy and Bonnie Beard, that need our prayers today. And also, we're believing for your healing, Gene.
Yes,
people know that you're having a physical challenge, and we're believing also for your healing. And so, Father, we just pray, and also for our grandchildren that are in Cambodia.
Yes,
and they've been in Cambodia
one more week.
One more week.
Yes,
and we need to pray for Hunter Gentry and Brock Gentry and Taylor Gentry and Megan Gentry. as well as their friends that are there with them. Father, we just pray for a wonderful day today here at Breakout Radio Church. We pray for Jean's healing, Lord. We pray that you would touch her. I pray for our producer, Michael Schonborn, an engineer, that you would minister to Michael Schonborn's shoulder, the pain that he's in. We pray right now in the name of the Lord for our grandchildren that are in Cambodia this month doing missionary work, all of our gentle grandchildren there. And we just pray for them right now, for them in Jesus' name. And we ask that you bless them there in the name of the Lord. We pray today for Roy and Bonnie Beard as well.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, okay, it's going to be great, isn't it?
It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day. And so we're going to have some praise and worship here. And there's a couple of guys that lead worship at a church we attend in Austin, Texas, Austin Cathedral, Darren Shaw and Eric Triplett. They wrote this song. It's a great song. And Gene and I love this song. When God healed Gene of cancer in 2004, we spoke these words, "There is no God like our God." And so they're going to sing about that. And we're just going to worship God for a few moments. And then we're going to have some of our church members share what they love about Breakout Radio Church, BRC. It's just going to be a great day. So let's just worship God here as Darren and leads us in worship. Darren and Eric.
To the great I am, prepare the way for him with praises. He forever lives. He forever. Above his creation, and we magnify the Lord and sing aloud. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. He's ever faithful, ever strong. There is no one like our God. Gather earth and sing to the great I am. Prepare the way for praises. He forever lives. He forever lives. Glorious above his creation. And left the grave. He leads his people out in song. There is no one like our God. We magnify the Lord and sing. We magnify the Lord and sing.
ever faithful, ever strong. Oh, there is no one like our God, with strength to heal and power to save, conquer death and left the grave. He leads his people.
Hallelujah. There is no one. There's no one like our God. No one like my God. I'm so very, very thankful for him. I just praise you and worship you. Lord, we magnify you, lifting up holy hands to a holy God. We are so very, very thankful and grateful, oh God, for all that you've done for us, for all that you have meant to us. We are so blessed, oh God, to know you, and we worship you. May you be exalted here at Breakout Radio Church. May you be high and lifted up in the name of Jesus. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. We're so honored in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, to have you as a part of our lives, Lord, to have you as the author and finisher of our faith. We just worship you and honor you today. We bless you. We pray today for churches all across America and other nations of the world that are gathering to worship you. We pray for every pastor today that you would anoint each pastor today in Jesus' name that is preaching across this land and nations of the world. Souls will be saved, lives will be touched and changed and transformed. People will be healed and many will be baptized in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, we have a number of pastors and revivalists and church leaders that are members of Breakout Radio Church. And we have one of our members, pastors of church in Ingram, Texas, Church of the Hills. His name is Dave Rogers. And Dave, it's so good to have you on with us here at Breakout Radio Church. Why are you a part of Breakout Radio Church? Why don't you share that with us?
Well, I think it's let me go back to the origin of this and my relationship with you, because it always has to do with our listening to the Lord and our following him and our being obedient to him. And 6 years ago, at the beginning of when God called me to pastor this church in Ingram, I'd been attending on occasion as the Lord would lead me. I would go on Friday nights to get refreshed to the church in Austin, Texas. And on one of those occasions, you were there. I'd never heard your name. I'd never heard you speak. I didn't know anything about you. But there was the messages that you were bringing were exactly what I needed and what the Lord had been speaking to my heart. And so I heard you Friday night. I went back, couldn't wait to get back Saturday morning and the Lord and to hear the things that God was going to say through you. And at the end of it, the Lord spoke to my heart and said that I was to invite you to my church. Now, we have a very small congregation in Ingram, and I perceived you to be a worldwide, and you are. You're a world renowned pastor, preacher, teacher, prophet, and, but the Lord spoke to my heart and said to invite you, and so I tried to find where you were, found out where you were, and it took, I think, quite a while for you to really hear the Lord that you were to respond, that you were to come, because you would go from church to church based on the relationships that God had already established in you. That was the word God had given you. Go to churches where you had a relationship, and we had no relationship. Mm-hmm. But the Lord overrode that. And I can remember you did come. You came and ministered to us. And I remember telling you, hey, would you come to a church of 25? We had 50. I said, well, I lied. We have 50. You came and it, you know, it literally God established a relationship with you in my heart, and there's a, it's a life relationship, and it began 6 or 7 years ago when you first came to our congregation. I believe it was absolutely from the Lord that you and I have a relationship in the Lord, because the things that are in your heart, the call to revival, the call to intercession, and the ministry of the Lord are exactly, they ping exactly with the things that God's called me to do. And I needed that brother to come alongside to help shape the vision that God has in my heart for our congregation, and with regards to crying out to him for intercession, especially in particular that, and for revival. And so I'm a part of Breakout Radio Church because the Lord established a relationship with you, and in, I call it partnering, but it's more than that. It's this brotherhood of this call of the Lord. I'm not going to miss. I mean, I can't chime in every Sunday, but I want to hear the things that you're hearing, and so because they're always alongside the things that God's calling us to do, and they add to what He is putting in our hearts, and it helps us stay on track with the vision that the Lord's called us to in our small congregation here in Kerrville in Ingram, Texas.
Okay, thank you so very much, Pastor Dave Rogers. And how can people find your church? What's your contact information there, just outside of Kerrville?
Yeah, you can find us online. You can find us online. We're Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. There's another Church of the Hills in Austin. We're Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. If you'll put those keywords in, it will pull up our website that has, you can find a locator there, but it's easy if you're familiar with we're actually 6 miles. Ingram is 6 miles from Kerrville, but it's essentially people think of it as Kerrville because there's no difference between when the town begins and when it ends. But we're basically in the small town of Ingram, Texas, behind the lumber company there. Okay. On Junction Highway, and it's really easy to find. It's 3325 Junction Highway.
Pastor Dave Rogers, we love you and Anita, and praying also for Anita and your family. And thank you for joining us today at Breakout Radio Church. Okay, really appreciate Pastor Dave Rogers. As I said, we have a number of pastors that are a part of Breakout Radio Church. And we're going to have Tina B. And Tina B. is from Michigan. And she's a member of Breakout Radio Church. And we want her to share a little bit today. Tina B., there in Michigan. What is the name of your city?
Escanaba.
Escanaba. And
yes.
Tina B., it's good to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church. This month we've been celebrating our first anniversary, and I've had different people on, having them to give a little testimony about why they were members of Breakout Radio Church, how they became a member, or what have you. So, Tina, you are a faithful member, and you're a faithful giver. And just want you to share a little bit about, give a little testimony here for the next 2 or 3 minutes, if you will.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much for asking me. I was introduced to you by my youngest sister, Tammy, a few years ago. She had went to a prayer leaders meeting, and you were prophesying, and you actually prophesied over the phone to me. So I was very amazed at that, and it just changed a lot of things that I knew deep in my spirit that was happening in our lives at the time. And so through the years, Tam has just kept, you know, me knowing what was going on with you. And then she told me you were going to do a church in the internet, which I thought was just awesome, because at that same time I had been struggling with my own church and just different things that the church wasn't doing that I thought should be done. And boy, what a difference you and Miss Jean have made in my life and the way that I approach things, because you speak the gospel, you speak the truth, and I'm just so amazed at that. And it's amazing what you've done, and I'm amazed at what God has done in your life over all these years. And you've also taught me to take the first hour of my life every day and pray, and I've been doing that. And your church is just amazing. God has blessed you and blessed me because of it, and has definitely blessed me and Tammy, and our middle sister, Lorinda, is coming to you, too. So wow. I'm just amazed at what has gone on.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so very, very much for we're honored to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church. Your faithfulness and your contribution and your support, just sending us a text from time to time or an email or what have you. You participate in our National Day of Prayer. So, Tina, God bless you up there in Michigan. How's the weather up there in Michigan this
well,
morning?
God bless you guys, and I pray for a healing. I'm Miss Jean, and I pray that your day is just wonderful and
okay.
blessed.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And some people say, well, how can you lead a radio church? Well, we can lead it on radio, internet radio, and, of course, Facebook. And we also have a FaceTime. We have Skype. We have the telephone. We have the texting. We have so many, many different ways that we can reach out and minister. And we're really proud of our members, and we try to keep up what's going on with them, what they're doing. Gene, why don't you come just a moment? We want to congratulate one of our members who lives in Arizona, Rosemary McWilliams, and we want to just let everybody know about this new book. And you have one. Our grandchildren have one.
That's great. We gave our four grandchildren one before they went to Cambodia,
yeah.
so they would have it there.
Yeah.
With them.
And this intercessory prayer journal. It's great. We want to encourage everybody to get one, and of course we're not selling things. I think our Facebook is a little bit crooked right now. Anyhow, I think maybe we've gone off, but we have Ian's going to correct it here. But we just want to encourage people to get order one from Rosemary McWilliams. And it's called the Intercessory Prayer Journal, and I use it every day. It's my daily companion. You said our grandchildren, they use one. It's got prayers, personal prayers, interceding for others, meditation on the Word. It's got daily journal. It's great. So we just encourage everybody to get one of these Intercessory Prayer Journals.
Yes.
So I think we're getting back on Facebook Live here on both channels, and want to invite everyone to get one of these from Rosemary Williams. All you do is just to order it from Amazon, RK McWilliams, Amazon. You can get it. It's great. We're just having people to share, some of our members to share why they love BPN Radio and why, of course, and why they're members a Breakout Radio Church. So we're going to we'll see if we can contact someone else. We're going to contact James Parker. He's a revivalist, and see if we can get him on. And he's from Abilene, Texas. And we're delighted, aren't we, Gene?
Yes.
It's a great season of our lives.
Thankful for all of our members.
Yeah,
and
we
all
are.
Of you that are listening today.
Yeah, and watching.
And watching.
So, James Parker, are you on with us today?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Yeah. God bless you. It's good to have you on as a revivalist. Of course, you've pastored churches, but share with us. Give a little short testimony of why you are a member of Breakout Radio Church. Why you love Breakout Radio Church as we celebrate our first anniversary.
Well, I love it. Primarily because, you know, the church has never been about the building. And for the last generation or so, we've really seemed to have made it about the building, but it's about the people. And the relationship that I've had with you for, the past 16 years or so, one of the things that I've seen in you is everything in your ministry is about the people. And this ministry on the radio, again, is about the people, about reaching people with the gospel, about building up people in their faith. And you're not restricted by location, by geography, by the things that restrict us a lot of times, and it empowers and encourages, strengthens people in their faith, and I believe because you're walking in faithfulness to the vision that God's given you, it inspires people around you and inspires people that you're reaching to walk out obedience to the vision that God gives us. And so it's very inspirational, encouraging, scriptural, prophetic. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, James Parker. And we've been in a relationship for a long time. I'm so thankful that you're a member of Breakout Radio Church. And, you know, Gene and I were sharing yesterday that a person, they can move from one city to another city and don't have to change their membership, or one state to another state. Or maybe they could move from one nation to another nation. Who knows? And so thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church, for your support, your prayer and financial support, and being involved with us. We sure love you. We are thankful for relationships. That's what we're all about.
Well, so God, I'm very thankful for you.
God bless
you. Thankful for what
you're
doing.
Oh, God bless you, James. James Parker.
Yep.
Abilene, Texas. Okay. One of my spirituals, James Parker is one of my spiritual sons. One of my spiritual sons is in the studio, and he might want to share a little bit about why he's involved and a member of Breakout Radio Church, why he comes here on Sunday morning to help. Ian, you want to come? You might have to raise the microphone up a little bit.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Dale. Thanks for the opportunity to come and just share. And I'll tell you, gosh, when you hear the still small voice of the Lord and you act in obedience, I think he's going to lead you right where he wants you. And that really is what happened for my family and for my wife, Allison, and I, and our three children. We ended up on the same block as Dale. And a chance meeting of our dog running out and greeting Dale in the morning and had led us to getting to know Dale and Gene and learn more about Breakout Radio Church. And gosh, what a blessing it is to have a translocal church, to have a way to hear God's word and to hear it delivered by just by an amazing couple, and to be able to tune in wherever you are, you know. And I can tell you, when I'm driving off to meetings, or I'm just you know, headed out in the car sometimes, just being able to tune in to BPN Radio and to hear the different shows that are here, but also to be a part of a church that's growing, that is again not the conventional four walls of a church. But I love what your last guest said about it's about the people. It's not about the walls, right? And to be able to have that message delivered, gosh, worldwide, just by the touch of a button nowadays is just incredible. And to be a part of this with Dale and Gene and to help and assist where we can has just been a blessing for us and our family. And to be mentored and guided by spirit-filled people is like I said, it's a blessing for us. And so we're just really proud to be a part of Breakout Radio Church, and encourage all of you out there to make sure that you are sharing this with others, because all of us need somewhere to plug into. And sometimes just plugging in on Sundays isn't enough. You know, if you are a member of a church out there, you know, Dale and Gene and all of us encourage you to continue going to that church. And if you just need a little more guidance during your week, plug into Breakout Radio. Plug into Breakout Radio Church. I know that for us, my wife and I are members of another church, but we sure love to be a part of this one as well. And I don't think you can get too much God. You know, there's not too much out there. So if you're hungry enough, there's always going to be a way to receive more, to learn more, to just be filled up again with the Holy Spirit and again, hear that small voice. So hopefully you're being led out there to share what excites you about Breakout Radio Church, what excites you about hearing the word of God from Dale and Gene. And just want to again thank you for letting us be a part of this and for this amazing ministry that is reaching out to so many out there across the world. So thanks so much, Dale.
Okay, thank you very much, Ian Kieber. And Ian is so faithful to come to the studio on Sunday morning and share. And also to help us with our Facebook and operations. It's a team effort, and so very, very thankful and grateful for this opportunity. And, of course, we know that there are millions of people. Someone said there's only 20% now, 20% Christians who are attending church on a regular basis. So we want to reach out to people that don't have a church or a pastor, and they need a church or a pastor. Maybe they work on Sunday morning, or they're confined or something. For one reason or another, they need a pastor. And so Gene and I are delighted to lead Breakout Radio Church. And this month we're having different members to share. I've set aside my preaching, except I did preach last week on Father's Day, but to allow other people to share what is going on. And I'm going to have one of my spiritual grandsons to share concerning a Breakout Radio Church. And his name is Caleb McLaughlin. He's a minister, and God has sent him from Scotland to America to share revival with America. So, Caleb, one of my spiritual grandsons, Caleb, it's good to have you today. Why don't you tell the people why you're a part of Breakout Radio Church, our lives, and share a little bit there today from Dallas, Texas, you know, all the way from Scotland to Dallas, Texas.
Scotland via Dallas, Texas. Yeah. Well, it goes all the way back to when I was a baby boy, Papa Dale. You know my grandfather, Pastor Bernie McLaughlin, and you knew me when I was a little boy, and so it's all been relationship between you and I and Mama Jean, and so me being a missionary and everything for as long as I was out in West Africa, I became very passionate about the things of God, and you invited me out here actually to Texas, which is the reason why I'm here now. And you gave me a platform, and you gave me an opportunity to speak, and then you told me that you have a church on radio, and I said, perfect. That means I can always tune in and get your guidance. Uh-huh. So one of the things I love about BPN Radio is that you have a lot of pastors that listen. And one thing I've always said to people is that, the shepherd brings the sheep to the water, but who's watering the shepherd? And so you're very much a shepherd of shepherds, is kind of how I like to think of you, Papa Dale, and that's how I like to think of BPN Radio. Someone like me who, I move around a lot, I've always got the... I've always got you there and always got BPN Radio to kind of turn to and find out exactly what the Holy Spirit's telling you and get my own watering.
Caleb, it's so good to have you a part of Breakout Radio Church. I know you, one day I'm going to have you to preach because I know you're a great preacher. But you might just share for a couple of minutes about, I believe when you were 17 years old, you left Scotland and moved to Africa. And were there for several years. Why did you go to Africa?
Well, it's I'm sure everyone that's listening can attest to that God will ask you to do weird and wonderful things for his name. And, they're all to his glory. I was 16 years old and I got a calling. I didn't do too well in school, but I knew that the Father had a plan for me. And I decided to fast and pray. And I discovered in my fasting and in my prayer that the Lord wanted me to go out to Africa. So I went on a mission trip out there originally just for a little while. And while I was out there, I was with my grandfather. And there was a crowd of around, we were at a crusade. There was a crowd of around 300,000 people there.
Wow.
And, my heart, in the daytimes, we would do a medical crusade. So we went out there with doctors and with free medicine. And that was just for people who didn't have the faith to receive healing. And then in the nighttime, we did the preaching and the healing crusade. And that was with Healing Jesus Crusade Ministries. And, when I saw those people, I turned to my grandfather one night. We were sitting on the stage as delegates. And I said, I can't go home. This is where I'm supposed to be. And I was 17 years old. I was just a kid. And I looked in his eyes, and he saw that I was serious, and so I stayed. So he flew back home and left me in Africa. I'm sure people were asking him questions when they got back to Scotland, but I stayed. I sorted out my visa, and I was there for 5 years in total. And I traveled throughout West Africa. I went, I started in Ghana, and I was in northern Nigeria. I was in Burkina Faso. I was in Togo, Benin. I was in Cote d'Ivoire. So I did a lot of traveling while I was there with that same crusade. And, God is good, and he showed me a lot of things that, I would not have otherwise seen, in the church in Scotland. And nowadays it's like the church in America. It's just like what you say. We need another revival. We need another awakening. And, with me having seen crusades of that level and have seen, the miracles that I've seen, blind uh-huh. seeing, deaf hearing, uh-huh. dead raising, it gives me faith that, there's going to be another revival here in America, and it's going to be a par, if not greater, than the revival that's going on in Africa right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And Caleb, I believe you were the only white boy in the entire school that you went to?
I went to a seminary while I was out there, Anacazo Bible Training Seminary. And I wasn't just the only white guy. I was the youngest guy. I was the only one from outside Africa. I started with a class of 180, and we graduated with 72. I graduated as the class captain, and I gave the valedictorian speech after 4 years, and then, graduated ordained as a reverend.
Wow.
So it was a blessing for sure. And that's, Papa Dale, that's all to the glory of God. But, yeah. It was good times, and uh-huh. now I'm glad I'm here in the States, because that gives me an opportunity to share my experiences and
yes.
give people faith that, well, if this boy did it, then I'm sure I can as well, because yeah. I'm still young. I've still got a long way to go. So.
Well, Caleb McLaughlin, I'm Dallas, Texas now, from Scotland, and someone wanted to have you come and preach for them. Do you have a website?
I do, actually. If anybody just kind of goes on to CalebMcLaughlinMinistries.com, you'll find me there. Also, okay. I'm always kind of watching I like that you guys do Facebook Live for your BPN radio. I prefer that. So I'm always on that. I'm always liking it. Or you'll see me in the comments section somewhere. I'll leave a comment with my link on the Facebook Live video as soon as I get off here.
Okay, leave your comment, and people can be able to touch base with you. Caleb McLaughlin, Dallas, Texas, and thank you for being a member of Breakout Radio Church. God bless you.
Thank you for your...
And, wow. So if you don't have a pastor or church, you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we have a lot of members here. And I've been praying over you this morning. I've got your names, where you're from, your information. I pray over you. I bless you. And if you'd like to be a member, you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a membership link, or Breakout Radio Church. And I just encourage you to stay in touch with us at breakoutradiochurch.com, our website, breakoutradiochurch.com. We also have a Breakout Radio Church Facebook page, Breakout Radio Church Facebook page. If you'd like to be a member, you can just go to bpnradio.com or breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can click on the membership link and become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And I would like to remind you that if you'd like to find more about the church, you can go right now. Keep listening to the program there at breakoutradiochurch.com. Well, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings, tithes and contributions, and it's so good to have in our ministry center today a man that's been a friend of mine since 1986, and he serves on the board of Breakout Radio Church. He is a member of Breakout Radio Church, a man that, of course, has been a businessman, a missions director, and a preacher for a long, long time. So Joe Ragland is going to come, and he's going to give you an opportunity to give today. Joe, it's good to have you at the Ministry Center. God bless you. What a wonderful friend. What a wonderful friend. Of course, Joe and Linda Ragland been a part of Breakout Ministries for a long time. His wife, Linda, went to be with the Lord last September. We miss her dearly. But Joe is still continuing on, and he's such a vital part of this church. So, Joe, come and share. God bless you.
Thank you, Dale. It's so good to be here. You know, God is doing great things on the earth today. And I have something a little different this morning I want to share with you in our giving. God was faithful. When I first got saved, I didn't know anything about tithes and giving over above or anything. And I had a wife that challenged me. She helped me. She prayed for me that I could see as she saw, because she was such a great giver in her life. And we grew in it. And sometimes I said, how did we do that? And, you know, after a while, once you begin to give, once you begin to tithe, once you give over and above, you know, you never miss that. You see the increase that God brings and gives to us. Because he says, and let me read something to you first that really has come to mind to me. In Philippians 4, verse 6, you may not have heard it as a giving chat verse, but listen to what it says. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So when I say anxious for nothing, I was anxious many times. But as we begin to obey and give in tithes and offerings, God blessed and God continued to bless us in so many ways. And the increase came. We trusted God. We weren't anxious after a while. You know, it's just, it began to be a normal thing with us. We gave to God because we love God. And we knew we were honoring God. And but it says here again, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request and the peace of God. So we had such a peace concerning it as we gave that we began to reach and stretch further and further out in our lives as we gave to other ministries and what we were doing. So, you know, it says that in verse 19 of the same chapter 4, it says, my God again shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. God is a faithful God. And wherever you're at right now in your giving, I just pray that God will stretch you because he's faithful and he's a just God, and he'll supply every need and over and above when you begin to give and bless him. Father, we thank you today. We thank you today for those that are there as they begin to step out. Many of them have given and gone beyond. But now I just believe there's always comes a place where we stretch some in our giving. And I believe God will bless the people today. Bless all those as they give. And may it return to them an abundant blessing upon them and their lives. Amen and amen.
Okay, thank you so very, very much, Joe Ragland. What a blessing you are to our lives and to this ministry. And we want to give you an opportunity at this very moment. Excuse me. We'll give you an opportunity to give today. And I know that God will bless you. And if you you can use your credit card or PayPal or debit card, and you can do that by going to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, or you can go to bpnradio.com, and there is a donation button on bpnradio.com. It's down at the bottom, breakoutradiochurch.com. It's right there at the link, and you can give. And that is, you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, excuse me. And if you're writing a check, you can write a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. You can send it to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. And so Gene and I, we're going to pray for you that are giving today. And Gene, why don't you come and let's just bless the people that are giving this morning. And for our 56 years of marriage, our 50 years of full-time ministry, we've been faithful to give our tithes. That's the first 10% of our income, actually far and above that.
Yes.
Because we are givers, breakout ministry givers. We know that Caleb McLaughlin was talking about Africa. We've sown into Africa for many, many years, actually since about 1988, into other nations of the
Almost
world.
30 years.
Yeah. And so we give out of the ministry, we give personally, and we are givers. And we have learned that it's more blessed to give than to receive. So
yes,
we know
yes.
that Breakout Radio Church is sponsored by and supported by the loyal members of this church. We no longer are traveling for over 30 years. You know, we normally would be on a plane somewhere, flying somewhere today, or we've been in a hotel room last night for 30 years. But we are now we're now leading this church, you and I, and we're not traveling. Most of our income came through our honorariums, but here we are, not traveling on Sunday mornings except for very special occasions, and so we are very, very thankful for people that are very faithful in giving their tithes and offerings. Aren't
we? Yes, we are. Very thankful.
We want to bless, and God has blessed us. I don't think we've ever had a month where we couldn't pay our house payment, our rent, or make our car payment. We just God is faithful.
Yes, He is. Yeah. He's faithful.
He gives us daily bread and monthly fruit. So, Father Gene and I just want to bless the people as they give their tithe and their offering, our church members today who are faithful to do that. We ask that you bless them, bless their churches, bless their businesses, bless them on their job, bless them in whatever they put their hands to do. We thank you for it and believe you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
So we'll just give you a few moments to give today. Thank you, Gene. Gene is so generous. I don't know if anybody that's more generous than Gene Gentry. Of course, Joe Ragland, he just shared with us about our tithes and offerings. I'm telling you, his wife was an incredible, incredible giver. So just give you a few moments now to make your check out and go to our website, give by PayPal, credit card, or debit card, and just play some worship music. While you do that, we just speak a blessing upon you and your finances today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And while you're giving today, I want to pray for those of you that are having financial challenges in your life. And, you know, sometimes we are faithful to give our tithes and offerings and contributions. And we say, God, what is the deal? We've been faithful to give, and yet we're having financial challenges. But I've learned that God's paydays are not always on the 1st and 15th. And sometimes when we least suspect it, here comes the harvest. And so we're working in order to have money to give. That's what the Bible says. We work not just to live, but we work to give. And as we're faithful to give, we know that God is one that supplies our needs, and He gives back to us. And so I just want to pray for those of you that are having financial challenges today, or maybe you don't have a job, maybe without a job. I just bless you right now. In Jesus' name, and ask God to bless you and give you a better job than what you've had. Not only a good job, but a better job in Jesus' name. And those of you that are going through financial difficulties right now, I just ask God to supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. May He bless you in all that you put your hand to do in Jesus' name. And Gene and I have this, we make these faith declarations every day and the scriptures. And we know that we have sown seed that has not yet come into a harvest. And so, you know, we hold out our hands. And I just encourage those of you that are not able to maybe pay your bills this month, or you need finances, why don't you say, hold out your hands and say to the north, give up, and to the south, give up, and to the east, give up, and to the west, give up. And, you know, Paul said, taught Timothy concerning giving and receiving. So we need to be ready to give, and we also need to be ready to receive. So just hold out your hands and say, Lord, I just receive the harvest over the seed that I've been sowing, sometimes over weeks or months or years, in Jesus' name. And we bless you now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And speaking of blessing, I want to take this time to bless people that are members of Breakout Radio Church. And I'm so thankful that I learned the power of the blessing a long, long time ago. My dad, I was raised in the home of a preacher, a pastor. And every time we would have a guest speaker, a man of God, woman of God, that would come to minister at the little church that my dad pastored, he would always say, would you lay your hands on my son, Dale Wayne, and bless him. And so I am a product of the laying out of hands. You know, that's one of the foundations of the church, according to the book of Romans there. One of the foundations of the church is the laying out of hands. And so I just declare in the name of Jesus that you are blessed. And so I'm not able to physically lay my hands on you church members, but I'm going to reach out and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless as many as I can. In the next few minutes, what do we have? Just maybe 4 or 5 minutes. I just want to speak a blessing over you. I can't bless everybody, but I'm going to bless some of you. I'm going to bless Tiffany W. from Kingwood, Texas. I bless you. I bless Adriana from Pasadena, Texas. I bless Amy from New Columbia, Pennsylvania. I bless Victoria from St. Matthews, South Carolina. I bless you, Penny, from Austin, Texas. I bless you, Nora from Garden Grove, California. I bless you, Connie from Barnett, Vermont. I bless you, Carla from Fort Worth, Texas. I bless you, Dr. Carolyn from Sparks, Nevada. I bless you, Lynn from Decatur, Georgia. I bless you, Susie from Bryan, Texas, a minister's wife, a pastor's wife who's a member of our church. I bless you, Sharon from Rock Springs, Georgia. I bless you, Daniel from Oxford, Alabama. I bless you, James, from Escondido, California. I bless you, Sarah, from Bognor Regis, England. I bless you, Mark and Rosemary McWilliams, from Bullhead City, Arizona. I bless you, Lisa, from Rockwall, Texas. I bless you, Stephanie, from Irving, Texas. I bless you, our very first member that joined Breakout Radio Church, Judy W., from Prescott, Arizona, was our very first member besides Dale and Jean Gentry. I bless you, John, from Ajax, Ontario, Canada. I bless you, Kip, from Bloomington, Indiana. I bless you, Lemuel, from Temecula, California. I bless you, Melinda, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I bless you, Pauline, from Las Vegas, Nevada. I bless you, Pastor Jim Jameson, a pastor there in Guymon, Oklahoma. I bless you, Carlos, from Jaco, Costa Rica. I bless you, Revivalist Eugene and Kathy Bullard, Holiday, Texas. I bless you, Paul, from Birmingham, Alabama. I bless you, June, from Covington, Louisiana. I bless you, Christine, from West Palm Beach, Florida. I bless you, Shelley, from Sugarland, Texas. I bless you, Kathleen, from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I bless you, Charles, from Madison, Alabama. Wow. I bless you, Ken and Sue, from Gig Harbor, Washington. I bless you, Lynn, from Surfside Beach, South Carolina. I bless you, Pastor D, from Andhra Pradesh, India. All the way out in India, I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you, Steve, from Sheffield, England. I bless you, Carol, from Royce City, Texas. I bless you, Melinda, from Owasso, Oklahoma. I bless you, Robert, out there in Netherlands Antilles. I bless you in Jesus' name. Matthew and Tammy from Sunray, Texas. Ellen from Fresno, California. Deborah from Yorktown Heights, New York. And I bless you, Carla, from Ogilvy, Minnesota. And Pastor Art Evans from San Diego, California. I bless y'all in the name of Jesus. And I ask God to bless you abundantly in all that you put your hand to do, in your finances, in your future, in the name of Jesus. And even though I may not have called your name, I just bless all of you members. And I'm so thankful for what God has done in the past year as we conclude our month of celebration, our first anniversary. You know, I love to celebrate times and events and things that God has done. And I just want to say to those of you that are listening, joining us across America, your members, the Church Without Walls, and this Translocal Church. Translocal just means members in many different places. I want to thank you and bless you for being a part. And we pray for you. And we want you to stay in touch with us at BreakoutRadioChurch.com. May you have a wonderful day today. May God bless you in all that you put your hand to do. We thank God for you. We thank God for what he's done this past year at Breakout Radio Church. I've ministered here every Sunday, I think, with the exception of one Sunday. So I'm thankful. I'm honored to be a part that I get to minister to not just in one geographical church, not just in one church, but in many different churches. And, of course, we love the many different churches that are a part of Breakout Ministries and BPN Radio. God bless you. Thanks for being a part of Breakout Radio Church. You just have a wonderful day. And go out with a smile. Keep smiling, because the hand of God is mightily upon you. God bless you today. I want to say to people that have been watching us here on Facebook Live, thank you so very, very much for joining us here in our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And I want to thank those that have been working with me this morning, Aliona. I want to thank Ian Kieber. I want to thank Joe Ragland. And from Gene and I, we love you and appreciate you. Share this with your friends, if you will, and have a wonderful day. God bless you.